Hi, this is Yishai Bain. I'd like to welcome you back to All Daf's Daf and Practice Series. Shabbos is Rosh Chodesh Av. We begin the 9 days and we have the practice that we refrain from eating meat, from drinking wine during the 9 days. But what about giving our children? Are we able to serve our children meat? Wine may not be a good idea typically, but meat, are you able to serve your children hamburgers, hot dogs for supper? What will be the problem? Chinuch, of course, you have to educate your children. You have to teach your children the Gemara in today's Daf. Sukkah Daf Beis, in the bottom of Avon Beis, introduces to us the concept of Chinuch in the context of Hilni Hamalka. She would bring her children to sit in a sukkah, and the Gemara discusses, of course, she had to have a kosher sukkah. She wanted to fulfill the mitzvah of Chinuch. She wanted to educate her children properly, to raise them to be Shomrei Torah mitzvahs. And there are halachas of Hilchas Chinuch, what you have to do in terms of the mitzvah observance of children. And therefore the question is, when it comes to this practice that we have, that we don't eat meat during the 9 days, does that apply to children as well? So not surprisingly, it's a machlokas. I just want to give a brief overview of what the different opinions are. One opinion is that of the Magen Avraham. The Magen Avraham says, no, the only time you're not allowed to give your child meat is from the age of around 9. When they reach the point of chinuch, that they're able to appreciate the mourning of Yerushalayim. They're able to appreciate the loss, that which we're mourning during the 9 days, which is a higher level of maturity than other areas of chinuch. Only once they reach that point, then you're not allowed to serve them meat. But under that, there was never a minig, that practice never was adopted, that we wouldn't serve children meat. The Eliyahu Rabba, the Dagum Vava argue on the Magen Avraham. They say, no, even from a younger age, we always had this minute, we had this practice not to serve even younger children meat or wine. The question is, from what age does that begin? So some posts can say, well, very young children, it's so important for their health. And therefore, whatever the age is, 3 or 4, in which it's so critical for them to have sufficient nutrition to eat what you decided is important for them. And therefore, you're able to serve very young children. You're able to serve the meat. You don't have to worry about this. But once they reach the age in which it's not so critical for you to serve them that hamburger for supper, you could give them something else and they'll be fine eating it. Then you should be serving them that other food, because it's an exception to the rule because it's necessary. But if it's not necessary, it shouldn't really be done. Other posts can say something else. I saw in the name of Rav Moshe Feinstein, Rav Moshe doesn't say it explicitly in the Tshuva, but Rav Moshe is quoted as saying that this whole halacha, even though we are machmir, that certainly is the common practice, that we don't assume like the Magen Avraham. We assume that the minhag not to eat meat begins even younger than the age of 9, but says, they quote Rav Moshe as saying that only begins at the age of 6. Once a child reaches the maturity, the understanding, which we would, for many, many halachas, call higia lechinuch, came to the age of chinuch, in which they appreciate what's going on, they understand mitzvahs and aferis, they understand the concept of that this you're allowed to do, this you're not allowed to do within the context of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and mitzvahs, that's when we would have the idea of not giving meat and not giving wine. Now, in terms of halacha lemaisa, everyone should obviously ask their poskim. There are different poskim, there's a range, but this halacha is relevant for other areas. Also, other minhagim that we have in terms of going swimming, going into a sprinkler, that it's also an interesting question. I saw Rav Shmuel Kamenetsky says that going into a sprinkler isn't considered bathing. We have to practice not to bathe during the 9 days, but going in a sprinkler is just having fun, getting a little bit wet. That's not really bathing. That wouldn't be a problem even for an older child. It wouldn't be a problem. These are all interesting shilas. All these questions should be consulted with your Rav.